All right, folks, welcome, welcome to the Thursday night open mic. Thank you for being here. Thank you, folks out there in podcast land, for tuning in. We do this every Thursday from 9-ish to midnight-ish right here at the Courtyard Gallery at 9 Walnut Street in downtown Asheville. Let's give Carlos and the Courtyard Gallery a big round of applause and thanks for hosting us here every Thursday. We appreciate it very much. We got a few other sponsors that'll be coming later, but we would like to mention right off the bat our longtime friend James. Mr. James Hambry has generously donated some incredibly high-quality microphones to the open mic in the gallery, so we're all going to sound that much better. And secretly, I think he did it just so that we have a microphone good enough that we could get back it off his face a little bit. He's like, if I bring a good mic, they won't shove it right up in my face. talk a little bit about our numbers real quick. This is kind of cool. We are podcasting, and I had a question about podcasting. The way this works is that we record the open mic every Thursday, and then Carlos works on it, edits it, cuts out the bad sound, the dead air gaps and everything, puts it together and uploads it onto the internet. And then starting on about Monday of every week, you can subscribe to the podcast online and listen to the open mic, basically, that was recorded the week before. No, it's absolutely free, actually. It doesn't cost anything to be a member of the, to subscribe to the podcast. It kind of works like an online magazine subscription. Once you become a subscriber, you get each new edition automatically sent to your iPod or your computer or whatever. But actually, this week, we've been increasing in subscribers almost 1,000 people a week. We're up to 5,223 subscribers. That means everything we do this evening is theoretically going out to, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 people that are going to be tuning in listening to the podcast. So that's really exciting. We have a couple new countries represented. Poland. We have one person in Poland tuning in, so hey, Poland. Also, I'm psyched to say we have one person tuning in from Saudi Arabia now, so that's really cool. And like I said, there's over 5,000 people all together, so thank you very much, folks out there, for tuning in. This is the true home open mic podcast of the Courtyard Gallery's Thursday Open Mic. We appreciate you being here. I'll have a few more announcements in a little bit, but let's go ahead and get into the list and do a little music or poetry here first, and then we'll roll on. We're going to give a warm welcome to Ilam to the microphone.
I need to practice this. This is good. It's good timing. Walk straight into an open mic. All right. This is the universe improving me intuitively through unity, just trying to get through to me. It's gonna influence my fluency. This is the universe improving me through unity, just trying to get through to me. It's gonna influence my fluency. Standing at the edge of the universe, willing to do this work. Trying to find lines to define my words, channel it through the verse. Ooh, it hurts. Who will deliver us through this birth? We're divided and fighting over who was first. And they keep finding ways to downplay our worth. And they keep fronting like we're done with our work. But we keep breathing life, bringing visions to birth. We're never done, we'll never be done with our work. Politics are so limiting. Ride the fence, defensiveness, petitioning and picketing. I'm not trying to tell you anything you don't already know. And I'm not here to sell you anything. You're better off on your own. This is a celebration, my deepest adoration for women's movements. Cause I love the way women move, lose themselves in the music, the moonlight, the moment, atonement for all the fruitless, self-limiting, and useless illusions of improvement. Lose their grip and slip away with the movement. Lose their grip and slip away with the movement. Getting down, we ground to build trust for the space around us. Take risks with graceful twists of a wrist and fist fighting demons. With hands full of embers, transcending ninjas. When we groove, we're bound to make you move. Look around you, we're bumping positive shit for the people to bounce to. And we're here to rock you from your crown chakra down through your extremities with renegade chemistry, a sudden loss of energy signals the presence of vampires in my vicinity. And I call upon the chemical bonds to break. It's going to take alchemical bombs to shake self-haters awake. But don't you worry, because no man's plans to disband our clan can withstand this grand overstanding we're standing upon, with sand on our palms from planting the palms and plantains that sustain the planetary plans have changed. Fuck hazardous fascists, a militant pacifist, I manifest protection. Tell me, can this sexist system accept the resurrection of feminine energy spilling infinitely out of everyone, openly soaking the earth in the blood from the birth of the goddess, glowing hottest lavas growing, gathering strength, brought back from the brink of drowning in tears after thousands of years of being denied. We've arrived, so look up, look alive. Be healed, be raw, be real, be flawed. Rugged and raunchy, wildly stomping through tests, though I must confess, at times I stress to impress, I press into the mold. But goddesses aren't always dressed in gold. The less I hold, the shorter the wait for weightlessness. Doing my best to honor my body and live in the light I was born to embody. When I speak of heat from the first fire ever lit, and when I lick my lips, it leaks out a little bit, and I shout at the concrete, you can't domesticate me, you underestimate me, you can't sanitize me, I'm dirty. Like, dirty south bass bumped way too loud and proud of it, you know you love it. Dirty down to the core, and I refuse to store aluminum in my pores, cause I love sweating and shedding dead skin, and when I bleed, I feed the roots of trees with my blood, feet sink in the mud, I sit still when I choose to, not when I'm told to, dance till I lose you, I don't want to control you. Eyes open, high posting, eyes open to the sun. I have spun something soulful, hands full and hopeful. I plant totem poles where holes want to grow in the soul that I have not lost. And when I rap, I tap the divine with my rhymes and shine through the grime. I'm fine-tuning mine to remind you it's time to show this Babylonian throne who's boss. Now ready for the rain, the steady refrain of redemption songs strike gongs in my gut. I stand upon the open hand of what I thought was a rut. Finding the skills to shine through the illness. Fill in the fullness, goddess gifted to fill us. Have us lifting the illest hymns from the heartland, my homestead. Southside backyard, gospel revival on the back porch, passing the cone bread. I'm talking underground, out of print railroad songs. I long for the freedom and mercy they tell of. I fell in love with the sound of sisters singing it, bringing it out of the church. So beautiful it hurts. I fell in love with the sound of sisters singing it, bringing it out of the church. So beautiful it hurts. Please come to my event on Saturday. Did everybody get a flyer? Yeah, it's going to be dope. We got an all-female poetry and dance performance followed by a live hip-hop after party. We're going to have hot spiced wine and gypsies, and I hope you all come.
Puts it up. Get it
right. All right, let's give these guys a warm welcome, a proper welcome to the microphone.
Speaking of movies, I'm pretty sure y'all seen these little DFA little tags around. Right? They filming a movie right now called Don't Fade Away. So we thought, you know what I'm saying, we would, you know, kind of link up with them a little bit on some music tip, you know what I'm showing what we about up in here.
It's that girl from, what's that, OC? The WB. I know y'all don't watch the WB.
Yeah.
They're filming movies all over.
Yeah, all over town. All over the world. They're just taking over us.
Yeah. Holly Hills. Coming soon. We're going to hit y'all with this joint we just did a couple days ago. It's called Don't Fade Away.
Okay. Everything's good. This is a little different.
For y'all.
Yeah, you know it.
Check it. Nah. Don't fade away. I want you to stay right where you are, riding with me to the star. Through the stars, don't fade away. I want you to stay right where you are, riding with me to the star. Through the just are. They start to fade as I regulate. I'm just switching it up, mixing it up, trying to get y'all in the phase that we in. It's amazing. With a grin, I'm sinning and I'm winning, but I'm not so in it to win it. So I'm Popeye with my spinach, muscle up, get my people together, because we know what the last days. What's up? Hey, it's almost over. I see the clouds start to gather. It don't matter, we gonna do this for chatter, cause don't
fail. On a dirty, dusty highway, I'm hearing voices from the other side. It ain't clear what they trying to say. Murder, she wrote. Murder, there won't be a murder antidote. With this murder, you gotta cope. Now let me know what it is that you need from me. Give me direction, let me help you set your spirit free. I can't understand how this happened. Was it lust or greed? Now just please.
Don't fade away. I want you to stay right where you are, riding with me to the star, to the star.
Don't fade away.
I want you to stay right where you are, riding with me through the stars. Yo, check it, it's free, so we freestyling. We ain't wildin', we here to help y'all be smiling in these last days. As I enter this maze, I'm trying to find the end, and it's never pretend as I write with my pad and pen. The world just spins, so do stars here from Mars. I'm trying to tell you, man, hey, they gassing the cars with the new veggie oil. Yeah, we finna take it over. I done told you, man, I represent with organics and Spanish coming. Oh yeah, so you can understand it, the new language. And explain it, don't fade away, and I can see it in the mirror, and I can see it in the mirror, and I can see it in the mirror.
I grew up never having nothing. My parents gave me something when they could barely afford. There's things in life you can't seem to dream. Just best believe I spit freestyles now, but I'm on a pay style tip. See the gleam in my eye, I choke for the prize. My pride is focused on nothing but elevating to the top of the list. You guarantee we gonna hit you real quick, and then we gonna go outside and smoke a spliff. Guaranteed.
Don't fade away, cause we want you to stay right where you are, riding with me to the stars, through the stars.
Thank you.
Hey, we didn't have everybody with us tonight to do the whole song for y'all. We want to do it for y'all.
Let's give Steve a warm welcome to my phone.
I played this one earlier, but nobody was here, so I guess I'm allowed to play it again. All right, here we go. It's
That was a little excessive, but it's fun. All right,
we're going to take a minute to hear from some of our sponsors. So let's welcome Ty to the microphone to tell us about some of our sponsors.
All right, so there's some wonderful energy going on here, talking in front of a full house at the Courtyard Gallery on Lexington, right here in Asheville, amongst the mountains. And so it's a real exciting time for us. We've finally, ladies in the second row. We're going to have to. So critical mass has been reached. I know Jared told you guys that we have 5,000 visitors from all over the world. 5,000 visitors that is also actually 5,000 subscribers to the podcast. If you want to sponsor us, you'll put your name out in front of 5,000 people, soon to be probably 9,000 people next week. So millions. It's millions, growing to millions after that. So the courtyard area here is such a powerful place. We have the Media Arts Project right over here in the courtyard. We have Top Floor Studio. But Carlos, I have to give it up for Carlos. I'm sure Jared has already expressed his appreciation, but Carlos has put a lot of time and energy into making this, and Jared and Ash Devine have all put a lot of time and energy making this. And 5,000 people is like, that's hard to believe. And I'm really honored to be in the presence of you guys. So thank you so much for making this such a impactful, powerful thing. And it's going to keep on getting better. But again, AshevilleCourtyard.com to find more about the sponsorship. And our sponsors today are, this brings me to another good point. I'm going to go ahead and do a sponsorship for the Yellow Door, although it might be cheating because they didn't ask for it. But the Yellow Door is Carlos's satellite gallery to the Courtyard Gallery. It's on the river. It's French Broad River. You can go down to any of the river galleries, and everybody knows where it's at now. It's on the map, and they've had some really good events. So definitely check out. What is there a website for that? Go to AshevilleCourtyard.com to find some more information about the Yellow Door as well. Top Floor Studio, as I mentioned earlier, is in this courtyard area, and we are a proud sponsor. Top Floor Studio is an interactive communications firm, literally about 30 bricks away from this area here, and we our interactive firm has helped folks like the Moog Foundation, the first electronic synthesizers work. We planted a seed for them, and that foundation is a little bit over a year old now. That Bob Moog was about a year passed away about a year ago. So I'd like to just pay respects to Bob Moog's life. An incredible guy, lived here in Asheville. You can tell, you know, this is a really creative place. He used to drive around an art car. It was a little over a year ago. The guy was just like a genius. And so I'd really like to give my support to the Moog Foundation and Top Floor Studio, help sponsor them. And Carlos helped a lot with that as well, recalling the history of that from when he was a younger guy. So also the Media Arts Project, which is another one on the courtyard here. Very important creative organization for this area. It was the first media arts group in Asheville, and about 5 years ago, I believe. And the Media Arts Project has been trying to bring up the media artists in this area, and it's people, this community of creative people that have really made Asheville a place that's real special, and hopefully don't come here if you're not like creative or into the creative vibe. We definitely don't suggest coming here unless, like, stay away if you're not into it, because this is where it's at. So I just want to say a little bit about the Media Arts Project is doing a grant for artists. This is real important, and it is the Daniel D. Laverne Media Arts Advantage Fund, and we are accepting proposals now. The Media Arts Advantage Fund is a joint program between the Media Arts Project and Advantage West, and we have money to give to artists that are interested in presenting grants. And let me just read a quick overview of this. So we need, just first of all, we need all applications by 5 p.m. on March 1st. You can find more information, download the grant at the Media Arts Project, or I'm sorry, the map.org. Again, themap.org. If you want to have money to fund your project, if you're doing something in the media arts realm, music, other forms of art, podcasting, the Yellow Door was a proud honorary winner of a grant to do the Digital Media Center and to help support the media arts in this area. So the Western North Carolina Media Arts Project grant, purpose of the grant is to support media artists working in or based in Western North Carolina. Awards will be based on applicants' artistic merit and the strength of their submitted proposal. The fund's primary goal is to foster regional talent through much-needed direct project funding. Successful projects will enhance the visibility and interest in all forms of media art, attract new talent to the region, and serve as a sustainable catalyst for the creative economy. So I highly suggest all of you go and get that grant. It's money that's going towards creative projects, and I think all of the people in the creative community really need that kind of support. At least, you know, give it to a donation if you don't want it, but just apply for it, because there's more money than the first round. It's a real good opportunity. And I'm just going to close with a little bit more information about the Media Arts Project, because they are such an important organization, and also because they are very much trying to support this kind of endeavor that Carlos, in the podcast that Carlos has started. Because of that, the Media Arts Project has decided to do a library of local podcasts, partly because of the popularity of this podcast that's kind of leading the way for other Asheville podcasts. I mean, some people have done it before, like the Biltmore tried to do it, but they don't have nearly as many visitors as we do, so I think that's something very honorable. The Western North Carolina Media Arts Project was established in 2000 to promote media arts in and around Asheville. Composed of creative professionals and artists throughout the region, the Media Arts Project was formally incorporated in early 2004 and aggressively pursued the goal of cultivating art and media through the use of innovative technology. The Media Arts Project provides exhibition programming, professional development, outreach, and education, driven by the belief that the media arts are integral to a vibrant cultural and economic life. So the map.org, check out that grant. And I suggest all of you in Asheville and around to go check that out. And a big occasion, I think next week we're going to even have more people. But we've had over 30,000 visitors, big news. So give yourselves a pat on the back, those in the room, and the 5,000 people that are listening to this and growing. Tell your friends and tell other people and put it out into blogs and to forums and write about it and spread the word. Thanks.
Yeah, let's hear it for Ty and our sponsors one more time.
Stories of our ancestors. suffering and pain. Sometimes I wonder if man will live to learn from his mistakes. Careful on the water, baby, now watch the undertow. One wrong move and under you will go. Careful on the water, baby, now watch the undertow. One wrong move and down you will go. Tells us many stories, and sometimes we know. Other times we look for the light under the dark night. It's better off to close your eyes and just walk with the sound of the leaves of the seasons as they down. There's a way across the river, baby, why don't you go? All you need to do is just watch the undertow. There's a way across the river, baby, you better go. All you need to do is just watch the undertow.
Thank you. I'm Ash. Thanks, Annabelle.
Let's give it up for Ash Devine one more time.
And also for Annabelle.
Thank you. All right. We're going to get whiskey drip set up here.
Poison.
Actually just threw this one together a couple hours ago. This one we call In a She Ship Runaway. Is it for sires or liars to tell? Oh, for the buyer desire to sell. Matter the hours, the flowers still grow. Pieces of paper will make her your own. For the love of it, the ruse of it, the load of it, you know. She was all righteous, she was 17. So I took her up on that offer, making her my queen. She was getting down, she was looking lean. But the crows were all a-calling, it was most obscene. So I was blind to the obvious mistake, cause I was on the move and she was on the shake. And I had many chances, my time and always poor. And every time I glanced at her, my eyes dropped to the floor. I heard the clouds start barking, the roaring to a pour. That's about the time, my friend, my heart washed on the shore. Cause when you got nothing, baby, you can always want for more. So let me ask you something. You been cut for loose, or just squeezed out all your juice? In the waking night I fall without trace or call. For eyes so deep I fail to doom. I see them merge and begin to bloom into lassos, desolations, bored pieces, sounds without ending. If she wails, then she screams. Yes, she screams when she dreams. And I never knew quite what that really means. There is a chime ringing in two pursed erotic lips. It's the raven crowing, soaring, humming his favorite tune. It's the serpent toiling, coiling, angry at the moon. It's the miller mowing, growing in nearly noon. It's the sailor reeling, pouring, hope to see you soon. Horizon, horizon, it flashes in a wink. How can you enjoy it if you forget not to blink? For lover, another, if the creature's underway, they may be quick upon them when they see them the next day. Moreover, shows over to Riva on the sea. Even it's Cariva, le docha se la mi. That's Whiskey Drip from Iceland. Thank you very much.
All right, Tori, you're up next, actually, if you're ready. Let's give Tori a warm welcome to the microphone.
I gotta say that, like, I'm a little happy that that person came up, or those people came out, because, like, before it was, like, a little bit, like, which is really music, you know, and I don't do music, I do poetry, so it's like mellowing it down a little bit. Before it was kind of like, wow, if I jump into it, people are going to think I'm lame, killing the mood. But I have, like, a crap load of poetry today because, like, I'm used to coming every week. So I write a bunch, and then, like, I haven't come the past 2 weeks, so I have kind of a lot more than usual. So, okay, yesterday I found out that one of my friends from Texas he OD'd in school, taking a pill that he'd never taken before, and he got kicked out of school, and it was terrible business, and I found out, so I wrote a poem for him called Before This Mess. Remember when you made us smile, we laughed every day. I remember how I really smiled in that really happy way. Before all this mess, and before you even knew what would happen 6 months from now, what happened to you. I remember how sweet you were even after we broke up, even before and after you loved her, you always knew what's up. You knew just what to say and how to make me smile and what to tell my new boy to fix how he made me cry. You were my backup guy. You were a good friend, and now the thought just makes me cry to know you might be reaching the end. You're killing yourself, and you know it, but you're proud, and so you show it. Eat it, or drink it, or smoke it, or toke it, any way to take it in, but don't worry, it's just a joke, man. Now, we don't even know what's going on with you or what the fuck is even left for us to do. You can't say a thing because you're all locked up now, leaving us all waiting so we can turn the frown. Couldn't you try harder to give someone a ring?
Please do so. Our next performer is Jen. We're going to get her situated here. Let's give Jen a warm welcome to the microphones.
Yeah. Those guys from Iceland. Iceland is so cool. Actually, I did have a friend, a pretty good friend of mine who's actually from Iceland. He was about that tall, really tall, and we would climb together, and it was ridiculous, because he would just be like, domp, 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 and I'd be like, oh, okay, I see how to do that, and I'd get up on the wall and try to do the same routes, and just, it really didn't work. He was one of those, has anybody here read The BFG by Roald Dahl? Yeah, he was the BFG. He was just like this big guy, he's really sweet, he really liked geology, like, Iceland is the place to be if you like geology. There's like lakes, there's like a new lake just popped up 1 year. Because things shifted around a lot. It's very interesting stuff. So this time of year, I just love it. Start getting sick and staying sick and just being exhausted. I've been working too much and trying to fight off a cold that keeps coming back because I'm working too much and I'm not sleeping enough. And I found some writing that I did about that. One of the other fine sickness seasons. I figured it would be kind of applicable. Some people might be able to relate to this. It's called Sick and Tired. A screaming alarm pulls me once again from the sticky cavern of sleep. My God, is it really 7 o'clock already? I feel like I just closed my eyes. I shouldn't have stayed up so late last night. Shuffling around in the kitchen, I try to make my confused, unfocused actions turn into coffee. Oh, I know this is just going to be worse on my way home after the caffeine roller coaster drops me back on the platform. My legs turn to wood and the blank stare returns and it makes the 10-block bike ride feel like eternity. God, I'm sick of being tired. Oh, I rub my eyes and shake my head. My nose is all clogged up and my throat feels all swollen. Again. The numbness in my ears wraps me in a fuzzy layer of gauze, further removing me from the surrounding world. I feel like I'm swimming against the tide, working and working and not getting anywhere. I just want to take one clear, unhindered breath, blow my nose again, as if it's actually going to do something this time. Fuck, why do I keep my body in this state, killing off and undermining my immune system for the sake of a good time? Good riddance. I am so tired of being sick. Sick and tired. sick and tired. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. But that's life, they say. Get used to it. But I say, that's life? No, that can't be all there is. Just the thought makes me feel sick and tired. So the weather here lately has been a lot like it is in Michigan, with the, like, it'll be like really warm and sunny one day, and then like 2 days later you have to pull out your winter coats again and put on long johns, and it's snowing. And talking with someone who's from here is like, they were like, oh, this is so crazy. This is ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, you have no idea. This is what it's like every season. It's like this in the spring also in Michigan, and it's in the fall also. But I wrote this piece in the springtime one year when I was taking turns between like just being really excited and just so happy about it being sunny, and then being just ridiculously disappointed, which is silly because I grew up there and I know that it's going to do that, you know, when it's going to get cold again and then it's going to get warm again. So I wrote this piece kind of about that. It's called And So It Is With Love. Spring in Michigan is a fickle time of year. You never know if it's going to be sunny and balmy or blizzarding. And if you should wake to the sun's eager eye and feel the soft kiss of the spring's breeze on your cheek, take that day and cherish it, every second of it. Take walks in short sleeves. Let the wind rustle away those months of hat hair. Let your eyes glow with the rare sun's beams. And with the lying to rest of your head on the pillow, lie also that day to rest, as though there will be no other like it. Because chances are, when you wake again, gray will have reclaimed its throne in the sky, and the thin, cruel bite of the winter wind will once again fill that space between your scarf and your collar. And all you can do is wrap yourself in layers of patience and hope you make it through once again. And so it is with love. One day it holds you buoyant and wraps you in softness, makes your eyes shine. But if you believe that that will last forever, then the stinging slap of disappointment will lend itself to the momentum of winter's quick and effective KO. But after one survives a few springs in Michigan and has picked themselves up and brushed themselves off after a few rounds with love, hopefully one will see that though it seems impossible at the time, spring really will come again. Yay, Iceland.
Let's give David a warm welcome to the microphone.
Hey. Just speaking, yeah, it doesn't rhyme or anything. This is a true story that happened to me a couple weeks ago. It was probably the last warm evening we had this year here in Asheville. I was supposed to meet Ty, the guy who did the presentations earlier, at his office. And he was at another meeting running late, so I was locked out of his office. So I'm walking around downtown Asheville with nothing to do. And so I go by the Orange Pill to see who's playing. And as I'm walking back up the hill, this homeless guy is asking me for money. And I'm like, sorry, man, I'm flat. And so he's following me, like, come on, man, help a guy out. Help me out. Help me out. But then, you know, I'm just kind of ignoring him. And as I'm walking up the hill, he starts really getting in my personal space. I mean, to the point where, I mean, I can, you know, I mean, his breath is, like, right there. You know, I'm like, all right, I don't want to overreact or anything. But I turn around and I, you know, like, look, man, you got to back off. Well, all right, so he backs off, but now he's pissed. So he stays 20 feet behind me, and he's following me 20 feet behind me, just screaming the whole time, well, excuse me. Excuse the fuck out of me for being born. Oh, God. Okay, so I'm just walking along up the street, and for those of you all that live in Asheville, you know what I'm talking about, where all the restaurants are? Yeah, so I'm walking in front of there, and there's so about 100 people having dinner, and I've got this guy in tow 20 feet behind me going, excuse me. Excuse the fuck out of me for being fucking born. And so I get to the corner over and over again. And so I get at the corner, and something occurs to me. It's like, I've got nowhere to go. I'm waiting for Ty to get out of this meeting. I'm just standing around downtown. I suppose I could go get my truck and sit in it and have this guy yell at me from the outside the cab. But, I'm just like, so I guess I'm just going to stand here. And so this guy's approaching me, just steady, going, excuse me. Excuse me for being fucking born. I'm like, great, I'm about to get in a fight in front of 100 people having dinner with a homeless guy. And so finally he gets to me, and I'm like, all right, what's going to happen? And he decides to keep on walking. But as he passes by me, he, just one last time, he looks at me and goes, excuse me. I'm like, brother, you're excused. And he looks back at me and goes, I wasn't talking to you. And that's a true story. Thanks.
Here's a performer we haven't seen in a few weeks, and we're very glad to have her back. We're going to give a warm welcome to Annabelle, but in just a second, we'll let her get ready. Let's give it up for Carlos and the Courtyard Gallery one more time for having us here every Thursday. Can also mention for you folks out there tuning in over the internet, you can get in touch with us, check us out at ashevillecourtyard.com, or give us a call at 828-273-3332 if you are interested in getting in touch with us for any reason or in touch with any of the performers or organizations represented here tonight. Also, if you'd like to be a sponsor, that would be great, too. We would love to have you. Know this, though, for the record, all of you sponsors out there. I just like to get this out of the way right up front, because soon we'll have a million subscribers, and, like, you know, Microsoft and Pepsi are going to be like, take my 100 grand and just mention us once, please. But we're not censoring the open mic ever. So if you want to be a sponsor of this podcast, you have to accept the fact that it's a freedom of speech all the way here, so... All right. Let's give a warm welcome to Annabelle to the microphone.
Hello. I'm Annabelle. I'm going to play some music and sing some songs, and then I'm going to invite my friend Ash, if she's willing and able, to come up with me, and we're going to do some improvisation. And this is improvisation right now, in a second. First, I have to tune. Was called Hello and Fear is bad, but guilt is bad too. Guilt tastes terrible, but fear tastes worse. And that was the title of my improvisation. Okay, this song is a folk song, and it's called Orphan Girl. And my friend Utah taught me the song, but other people know it too. I think Gillian Welch sings it too. She didn't make it up though. Okay.
I'm gonna follow you.
Okay, ready, go. I am an orphan on God's highway, but I'll share my troubles if you go my way. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl. So blessed Savior, make me willing, walk beside me until I'm with them. Be my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. No more an orphan girl. I have had friendships pure and golden, but the ties of kinships, I have not known them. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl, but when he calls me, I will be to meet my family at God's table. I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. No.
Brings us to the end of our list, and I couldn't think of a more appropriate piece to go out on. So once again, thank you all for being here. We do this every Thursday between 9 or so and midnight. This is the Courtyard Gallery at 9 Walnut Street. This is the True Home Open Mic podcast of the Thursday Open Mic at the Courtyard.
Thank you very much to all of our performers again. Thank you to our sponsors, and especially thank you to Carlos and the gallery for having us here every Thursday.
Thank you very much. That's where it's real, y'all. Y'all come on in here and get real.